This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Father's Day coming up made me think about a song written by a guy named Face, prolific songwriter, and he wrote a song called Simple Days. And it made me think about how I grew up, you know, raised by my grandparents on a ranch, and, you know, didn't have the things that kids today have, not a fraction of the things that I give my kids. I'm keeping it low just so you can hear it, but nine of them living in a three-bedroom house. We played this on the show before because I love that he's describing this very basic life. This is a guy that's a mega millionaire now. But you know what he's reflecting on? That upbringing. Saying his parents did everything good. They made sure he had clothes and food. Went to all the schools. Followed all the rules. Had secondhand books. I didn't mind the books. Mama taught us early in life. Everybody's gonna struggle sometime. Bring back those simple days. Yesterday, when a man was a man, and a friend was a friend. Bring back those simple times of yesterday. When you said what you meant, and you meant what you said. See, when I grew up, men had a bond. I'm not just saying men, women too, but men had a bond. And when you shook hands, it meant something. It was better than any contract. And I know you hear that. People say that. But it was. Your reputation was on the line about it. I feel the same way in many of the things that we talk about. I'll be talking about some issues where people did not keep their word with me. And we ended the agreement. And it doesn't matter to me about what the contract says. So anyway, those are the things that I really want to talk about. And here's what I'm really reflecting on. My grandfather raising me, my stepfather raising me, my great-grandfather, because I'm gonna do a whole show about dads. And does it really mean for us to acquire all these things that we try to acquire when at its basic level we want those simple times? When you said what you meant and you meant what you said. Sometimes I sit and wonder, I reminisce, I think of all the good times that we had in our lives. This is a guy that is a mega millionaire, and he's writing songs about what it was like to grow up in his 9-person home. Simple days, simple times. And I was watching this movie, and it was a jet setter. And I remember thinking, man, they got it all. You know, and I think this is where we get caught into the trappings of life. They had it all, man. They flew in helicopters. They had a private jet. They had nannies. And I don't have any of it. And I'm happy. Bring back those simple times. Just amazing to me that when it's all said and done, we look for the simplistic stuff. We have all these ways to communicate. What's the best way to communicate? You can text. Video chat's really cool, man. That's like so futuristic. When I was a kid, I thought that'll never happen before. You know, I'd die. Now it's nothing. We Zoom, we Skype, we, you know, Microsoft Net Meeting, GoTo Meeting. I don't know what they call all of them. It isn't even a big deal anymore. What does a kid grow up nowadays thinking? Oh, there's grandma, there's grandpa. Let me tell you what you're missing. Let me tell you what will never be replaced. Somebody calling you up saying, hey, Kev, coming by, man. Gonna come by and see you. One of my best buddies is coming to town. Man, we're geek. We're like little girls getting ready to date the college, you know, the high school prom king. He's like, oh, man, we're going to play some golf. I'm like, dude, we're looking forward to it. I'm going to take you to a really cool restaurant. Stuff we can't do. We hadn't seen each other in 2 years because of COVID. But up to that point, we hadn't seen each other. When I saw him in Dallas, up to that point, we hadn't seen each other in 6 years. 6 years. I bet you have friends that you haven't seen in that length of time as well. Still good friends, right? So we even win when it comes back to the battle of, you know, what do people really want? Do you think people really want to get dressed every night, go to some frou-frou ball and be objectified and have people talking about their shoes and their dress and their hair and their makeup and their jewelry and all that? Or do you think it's people getting together saying, hey, you bring the cooler, we'll bring a beer or whatever, we'll bring the food, let's go out on the lake and have a good time. We are winning, folks. We win in the battle of life. We win in the battle of ideas. I was talking about Rasmus and polls in the previous hour, and here's one. Most voters say it's more important to prevent cheating in elections than it is to make it easier to vote, and they say it by more than a 2-to-1 margin. Now, the left have been beating us up over the concept of voter ID and disenfranchisement, and they call us liars when we say that they cheated in the election. More than a plurality of people believe that the elections were faked. You know, not true. But here's the latest Rasmussen report. 29% of likely U.S. voters say laws requiring photo ID at the polls discriminate. 29% say it does. 62% of people say voter ID laws don't discriminate. More than double. This is with the full court press that the left has been putting on us. More than 62% of the people, more than double, say no, we don't believe that lie. By the way, the people who believe that lie, that 29%, that falls in line with the number of people who actually voted for Joe Biden. Nobody's going to tell you this truth. Nobody's going to say it. They're afraid to say it because, you know, they get banned. Their show won't get heard or whatever. My show may not get heard. I don't care. A majority, 51% of Americans, believe that it is likely that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. 35% who say it's very likely that cheating affected the election. 51% say, yep, I do believe it. 35% say, undoubtedly. They can try to pretend that we don't exist, that our voices are not heard, folks. But let me tell you what you do. You revert back to the simple times. When a man was a man and a friend was a friend. When you said what you meant and you meant what you said. Good for you. Good for us. Good for America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Warning about breakthrough cases tonight from a California doctor who tested positive for COVID months after getting the vaccine.
The newest member of our Fox 11 team, Jessica O, is live in Brea. These cases, Jessica, though, they're rare, but we know they can happen.
Christine, and that's something that a lot of people who have been vaccinated don't even realize. The doctor we spoke to today said he never thought that breakthrough cases would become such a big deal, but now he's worried that it's only going to get worse.
You know, I said to myself, this can't be COVID. You know, I mean, there's no way.
It's been 6 months since Dr. Eugene Choi got the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. But right now, the L.A. radiologist is in quarantine, fighting off the virus he thought he couldn't get.
Even when I think about it today, it's crazy that I can't believe I have COVID.
His wife also tested positive for the virus months after receiving both doses of the vaccine, leaving Dr. Choi with a lot of unanswered questions about the protection the COVID vaccine really offers.
It was very surprising that I got it and got sick from it. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, I gave it to her and then she also got sick from it.
I was a young Asian dude, probably 32 to 35, surgeon, trophy little Asian wife, good-looking lady. Complications. Got it anyway, again. Wow. Testing positive for the Wu flu with the shot. It gets worse. Well, I'll get to that in just a second, but he couldn't believe, he said, I can't believe I got it. Yeah, by the way, the statistics, all these statistics, they are all wrong. I'm going to get to this. I've talked about the Wu Flu for quite some time. It's a ruse. It's a scam. They would have been better off getting a placebo. What did I say? I said this many weeks ago on the show. You'd be better off getting a placebo than getting the actual shot for this stupid Wu Flu because it doesn't do anything for you. These people thought, oh, I'm protected. Whatever. I was watching an interview with Eric Clapton. He's 76 years old now. And he's like, you know, I'm high risk. So he got shot one, then shot two. You got it. It's a 20-minute interview that's harrowing. This guy said, I couldn't play my guitar. He goes, I couldn't function. He goes, after the first shot. So they ask him, do you want to get the second shot? And he was like, no. He goes, I was supposed to do some gigs. I couldn't work. He goes, do you understand that I'm a musician? I play the guitar. I couldn't play the guitar. My life as I knew it was over. He says he's still struggling. He goes, when he finally was able to play, it was so horrible. He goes, it was junk. I was like, no, we're not recording that. Remember I told you guys, I said when I got the virus that there's something about, I can't describe it, but I felt this resonance, like something always continually shaking in my body. And I couldn't shake it. It literally has just gone away. My cardio is probably, I'm not exaggerating this, my cardio is a minimum of half of what it was before I got this virus. A minimum of half. It is so difficult for me, you know, when I'm doing a treadmill or going out for a run, I have to be very deliberate. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still very afraid to get out there and go for it. This is no joke. I want to check with some of my really fine-tuned athlete buddies, some of my MMA buddies, mixed martial arts buddies, not my school, and see how they're doing, because a couple of them got it. I want to see how they're faring. They're a lot younger than I am, but I got to tell you, man, this thing is, it was biological. It was a weapon. It was a weapon. So anyway, Eric Clapton is describing all the things that are coming from, and he's like, I would never do it again. And he goes, and he talked about how he went from, he was an ordinary citizen. He goes, I'm from sort of the left. But he goes, as soon as I started speaking out about this, people accused me of being a Trump supporter and all these other things. And he was like, this has nothing to do with that. He goes, I'm not anti-vax, I'm anti-this vax, because he goes, it absolutely impacted my ability to work. I was blown away by what he said. So there's been a lot of stuff happening with this Wu Flu, folks. Here's what this report says. It says, a detailed new report suggests that nearly one quarter of patients who tested positive for the Wu Flu, they say COVID-19, continued to struggle with side effects at least 1 month after their initial diagnosis. Adding to the burgeoning knowledge about the coronavirus that took over the world in 2020. Researchers examined more than 1.9 million patients without serious comorbidities like cancer, kidney disease, or hepatitis, like me. This makes it one of the largest comprehensive Wu Flu surveillance studies so far. It found that 23.2% of the patients with Wu Flu have one post-COVID-19 condition. At least one. I told you what mine was. The shakes. You know, and I shouldn't say the shakes because my hand didn't shake. Even though it is shaking now because I had to check. Shaking a little bit. But that wasn't, my hand didn't shake, but I could feel this resonance. And so the other thing was my cardio, as I mentioned before. Now, I don't know what else. I feel like my muscles aren't as strong. I was just telling this to some people. I said, my muscles seem to want to cramp right away. They didn't the first week. But that was mostly because my body was detoxed. I hadn't eaten anything. I lost 18 pounds during that period. But after that, as I started to get my appetite back, I had no strength. It was wild. Anyway, it goes on. It says, of the patients who were hospitalized, half ended up having some type of post-Wu flu condition. Among those with lingering post-Wu flu symptoms, the most common included pain, breathing difficulties, hyperlipidemia, I don't even know what that is, maybe somebody can let me know, malaise and fatigue, yep, I had those, and hypertension. I haven't measured that, but I think my blood pressure's probably still okay. Now, here's what the last part of this part that I got in this story is what really cracked me up. This is where you start to wonder about the propaganda. So here's what they said. More post-Wu flu symptoms were also discovered in women than men. So what we're going to hear is that this Chinese-created lab disease is going after women more than it is men. Does it make sense? Maybe. Chinese don't really like women. They like boys better than they like girls. It's a patriarchal society. So maybe. But I just think it's interesting that they're like, well, the women felt it more than the men, and it, you know, it's discriminatory. And God forbid you're a black woman, because you know the COVID is after you, sister girl. It is going to get you. It knows you eat a bunch of greasy food and all this other stuff. Forget your comorbidity. It's just racist. So it's racist and sexist. When we could come back, I want to talk about the death update. This report is scary. Because here again, they're never going to tell you the truth. They don't want you to know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court unanimously ruled that a Catholic foster agency was exempt from local laws forbidding discrimination against same-sex couples. That ruling went against the city of Philadelphia as the city was refusing to let a group take part in the foster care program since it wouldn't consider same-sex couples as potential foster parents. During her weekly press conference, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is downplaying reports of rifts among Democrats.
We have in our party a common core, and that is we are here for America's working families.
Pelosi telling reporters that Democrats are not a lockstep rubber stamp party. The House is repealing the authorization for use of military force in Iraq. The Senate is also expected to take up the repeal in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News. Millions of Americans in the western United States are bracing for another day of record-breaking heat. The heat wave has been toppling high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will continue into next week. Grace Lutheran Church in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, is offering water, electrolytes, and other items to help the city's homeless population.
When you don't have that balance of water and electrolytes, you experience heat exhaustion, and that's fatal. We know because of last summer when many places where people sought refuge were closed, like public libraries in particular, that many more people died than usual on the street. And it's vital.
Pastor Sarah Stadler, that audio courtesy of Fox 10 in Phoenix. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is signing a Back the Blue bill into law. The measure makes rioting a felony instead of a misdemeanor. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys hear that a marijuana dispensary is giving away free drugs if you'll get the shot? I don't know where, probably California. That add that to the crazy list of things that people are doing, like United Airlines says we'll give you a free flight. Get the shot, we'll give you a free flight. Who else? Budweiser says we will give you a free drink. I don't know what else they're going to offer. I'm actually rather fearful that they'll call in a bunch of 14-year-old boys and say, hey, listen, we'll let you have sex with your teacher if you'll get the WooFlu shot. Nothing would surprise me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Pakistan killed cell service for the non-vaccinated. Did you guys hear this story? Here's what it reads. The extreme decision was made during a meeting of high-ranking civil and military officials chaired by the Punjab Health Ministry, Yasmin Rashid. Rashid said that the policy would disable SIM cards belonging to those who fail to get vaccinated beyond a certain time.
We are all doing all that we can to compel people to get vaccinated. The government cannot allow individuals who do not want to get vaccinated to risk the lives of those who are already vaccinated. Did you hear what I just said? Even though I was reading it in pretty bad Punjab. We are doing all we can to compel people to get vaccinated. The government can't allow individuals who do not want to get vaccinated to, quote, risk the lives of those who are already vaccinated. So now the lives of one group is more important than those of another. Remember the story I told you where they wanted to get people vaccinated and they chased them out of the village? They beat the crap out of them in India and chased them out of the village? I don't think that village relies too much on cell phones, but whatever's clever. I can't even believe this. The health minister said that the provincial government would devise a timeline for the policy's implementation once it received formal approval from the National Command and Operations Center. And so apparently they got it. They said mobile SIMs of people not getting vaccinated may be blocked. I'm going to tell you, I doubt they will ever go through with something like that. What if you got to make a phone call and your life is at stake? But just think about it. If they're even considering something so archaic, so what's the word I'm looking for? Beyond antiquated, because it's devious. It's got a deviousness to it. Not devilish. I'm thinking of something else. But anyway, if they're thinking of something so heinous, what else are they thinking about? You can't have cell service? Okay, I don't know what it is over there, but can you imagine Apple or Sprint or AT&T or Verizon saying, hey, listen, You need to send us your shot records, because if you don't have your shot, we're going to turn your cell service off. Right now, that idea seems ludicrous to me. In 2 months, we may be talking about it. See, the trial balloons that get thrown out, this is a trial balloon. Now, India responded by kicking these people's butts when they came to the village. But are you willing to do that? Because metaphorically, they're already in the village of America. They're already here. The plan is moving forward. A final decision has been taken to block the mobile SIM cards of people not getting vaccinated. Punjab Specialized Healthcare Department spokesman Syed Hamad Raza told a Pakistani daily. Citing a senior health department official, the paper said that the Punjab government will seek help from the Pakistani Telecommunications Authority in order to implement the policy. There's going to be bootleg phones all over Pakistan, man. Bootleg phones. They said the measure is designed to counter the negative propaganda about the jab and ensure that vaccination targets are met. The provincial government is aiming to vaccinate 40 million residents by November. In addition to the SIM card restrictions, authorities might also ban unvaccinated people from going to parks, restaurants, and malls. See, they want this fear going through India that if you don't get it, your life as you know it is over. I don't know about you. I know a little bit about the Bible and this thing called the Mark of the Beast. Wow. It makes you think, doesn't it? They said, if they go on to say this, governments around the world have adopted a range of measures to promote vaccination efforts, but some policies have been criticized as gimmicky or heavy-handed. This one, heavy-handed. Giving out tokes, 420, some dope, that's gimmicky. Giving out bud, you know, beer, that's gimmicky. This one, definitely heavy-handed. You will capitulate. You will conform. Obey your master. In the U.S., they said, this is what I was telling you, now that I'm getting my question answered. State of Washington, legal marijuana retailers are giving free joints to those who've taken at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Restrictions have also been used to compel people to get the shot. In some countries, such as Israel, unvaccinated citizens are barred from entering certain venues. Then bar me. I'm not going. I can't believe Israel, the only little drop of sanity in the world of and surrounded by enemies, and they would succumb to this nonsense? They obviously have. You're never going to tell you the truth, folks. All right, let's move on to the death rate, because this is where it gets interesting, because Tucker Carlson talked about the death rate a while back, and then the fact checkers immediately tried to discredit him as misleading and lacking in context. Factcheck.org even went on to say it's wrong to suggest that the reported deaths in the VAERS system database were all caused by vaccines. Tucker didn't make that claim. But a news site has given context, and it shows there's a 3,000% spike in vaccine-related deaths. Now, I can tell you where to go get all these articles, but you can Google it and it'll probably come right up. There's a UK-based media outlet called Daily Exposé. It has a direct link to the CDC's interactive website, and this video says it all. Based on the CDC's data of vaccine-related deaths and permanent disabilities, they've gone up 3,300% and 850% respectively. Deaths, 3,300%. Permanent disabilities, 850%. Higher than the spike that they had posted before, and it was already bad. You got to see the chart, and you'll see the disparity. It looks like an L. You know, one half of the L is super low, and then the spikes. It looks like an L. It goes on to say this. Some would dismiss this pattern as a statistical artifact due to the vaccination of older people who were already close to death. But when the sample is limited to people under 40, their reported deaths and disability rates surged 3,300% and 1,200% respectively. Wow. That's enough for somebody to want to take a look. The author says, let that sink in. These vaccines appear to be killing and disabling large numbers of people who are in their prime. Man, scary stuff. They said the very people who are least likely to die of Wu flu are the ones getting this vaccine and then dying. And they give you the rate of death. Now, here's what factcheck.org said. Not all of these reports are verified. Well, maybe not. But to dismiss a 1,000 to 3,000% spike, you'd have to be a moron. It's not coincidence. It's not false reporting. It's the data. It came out of the CDC system. And get this. 2,600% of the deaths occurred on the day of the vaccination. How many coincidences occur on the day of the vaccination? Most vaccine deaths, they say, happen within the first 2 weeks, but a significant number of them occurred 2 months later. And they go on to say, perhaps more of these later deaths are coincidence, but the graph provides only the time of death and not the process. And they ask this question, which I'm telling you, would be what I'd ask before I took this shot. I never will take it. How many of these victims proceeded to suffer a slow, lingering death after being vaccinated? People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and specifically me, let me tell you this. The left will never repeat, never admit to anything about this shot. Any of the negative stuff, anybody hurt, killed, maimed, or otherwise, they will never admit it. They gotta hold on to that. They gotta make you believe the lie. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So, we dismissed this lawsuit that was brought by 117 people in the Houston, Houston Methodist, it was a hospital, over the policy requiring all employees to be vaccinated against the Wu flu. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm curious. Would you get this shot if your employer required it? I will answer you point blank. I would not. I would give up my job. And the reason why I can say that with certainty is because I was asked if I wanted to keep my job by taking back a comment, and I said no. So I'm proven. I will sacrifice in order for this, for things to go. For my principle, I will not take something that I completely disagree with. And I completely disagree with this Wu flu scam. 844-551-8255. So here's why the author of this article said why it matters. This is the first federal court ruling on a coronavirus vaccine mandate. Attorney Jared Woodfield, representing the plaintiffs, said it's the first battle in a long fight, and he vowed to file another lawsuit. And I believe if this gets to the Supreme Court and Justice Roberts is not, on, they have the pictures of him on Epstein's plane or whatever, that they'll lose. The other guys will lose. Because you cannot compel somebody to get a shot for something that they're not afraid of. And I just talked about this Pakistani thing where they want to cut your phone off if you won't get the shot. How dangerous is that? You can't have access to the telecommunication system unless you get a shot. And their rationale is, well, you're protecting others. No, if you get the shot, you feel protected. Well, the shot doesn't always work. Okay, then why should I get the shot? They said a U.S. District Judge, Lynn Hughes, noted in the ruling that the federal government has advised that companies can require workers to get the vaccines. He rejected the lawsuit's argument that the mandate of the hospital in Houston was unlawful. This is not coercion, Hughes said. Really? Methodist is trying to do their business of saving lives without giving them the Wu flu virus. It is a choice made to keep staff, patients, and their families safer. Isn't that true of everywhere you are? Whatever you do, whatever job you may have, that's insanity. It is coercion. You must take a shot in order to work at my job. Since when? Did I have to take a flu shot? No. Do I have to take any other medications to work at your job? The answer is no. I've never had a condition of employment that said, look, you need to take your yellow fever, your McGinge fever flu shot, and your Ebola. Nothing. Tuberculosis, none of it. It's amazing, man. She called the plaintiff's argument of equating the injection requirement to medical experimentation in Nazi concentration camps reprehensible. No, it isn't. It is exactly that. It is a violation of the Nuremberg Code. And quite frankly, I hope they sanction this judge and she goes, that she's removed. So they suspended, Houston Methodist suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days because they failed to comply. Hughes earlier in the month denied the plaintiff's request for a temporary restraining order. She said that the public interest in caring for patients during a pandemic far outweighs protecting the vaccination preferences of 116 employees, noting that the staff were jeopardizing their own health. It's their choice. It's their choice. If anybody wants the shot that's available, go get it. Look, I feel so silly talking about this. I do. Because there is nothing new to say about this except you want to get the shot, get it. I don't want to get it, I don't. That's true of the flu. It was true of H1. It was true of every one of these diseases. I'm not getting the shot. So now we've got this battle royale that's raging. It's just unbelievable to me. I'm going to move on. We're going to cover one other subject and then we're going to get going. But it turns out that Cuomo is indeed a mass murderer. I call him Killa, as y'all know. And I had a lady write to me. She's a doctor. And she says, Kevin, he's not as big of a killer as you said, because even though he got all these old people, he subjected them to the Wu flu, they were going to die anyway. And we can argue, she and I, on what killed them, because, they were old and they were going to die. But Cuomo, he definitely accelerated their death. I mean, I would hope she agrees with me on that. Now, was it going to be heart disease, emphysema, whatever, that killed them? Eventually, because she had all the stats, I want to tell you. She was well prepared in debating me, and she was right. All her stats jived with, when you go to a nursing home, you got about a year. It's God's waiting room, as they call it. And I'm not trying to make fun of it because we're all going to be in God. We're all in God's waiting room from the day we're born. But you know, the point is, as you get older, you know, your body starts to hurt and things start shutting down. And yep. Old folks home. My grandmother, I told you guys this story. My grandmother said, y'all better never send me to the old folks home. And we never did. And we weren't a rich family. My grandmother died in her home, surrounded by family. So, you know, when you go to the nursing home, it's a whole different bag of tricks. And this woman, this doctor, medical doctor, not a Dr. Jill doctor, a real doctor, she knew what she was talking about. But still, I love the idea that Cuomo's getting credited for these deaths. So I'm never going to let it go. I believe the good doctor, but I'm still going to press this issue. So they said, the controversial directive for New York nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients increased the death toll among residents, and Governor Cuomo's claims otherwise have been disproven, according to a New York State Bar Association report that was obtained by the New York Post. Now, here's my question. Now that it's definitive, not with my doctor notwithstanding, with the people in New York and their commission saying Cuomo is a killer, he's a serial killer, what happens? I thought this guy should be gone. Remember, he was under fire. Millions of dollars for a book deal, totally disregarding Wu Flu protocols. A serial abuser of women. He calls himself the Love Gov, and now he's a serial killer, and he's still in office. Let me tell you, if he makes it through this, there's going to be some head chopping in New York. A 242-page report by the New York State Bar Association Task Force on Nursing Homes and Long-Term Care also blasts Cuomo for not reversing the Department of Health's unreasonable mandate sooner than he did, saying it remained in effect longer than necessary. And here's what they wrote. Although a determination of the number of additional nursing home deaths is beyond the capacity of the task force, there are credible reviews that suggest that the directive for the approximately 6 weeks that it was in effect did lead to some number of additional deaths. He's a murderer. Roth may sound harsh, but he is. He's a murderer. He's a killer. Intentional or otherwise. The Department of Health issued a report in 2020 in which it argued unconvincingly, this is Cuomo's team, that the admission of 6,326 COVID-positive residents during the period the health directive was in effect had no impact. I want you to just understand, they put 6,326 sick old folks, in old folks' homes around the New York area, and then have the nerve to tell you that it had nothing to do with the old people who contracted COVID and died from it. You know, and this is Cuomo. This is truly the fox guarding the hen house. Do I have to remind you that Cuomo started a task force to look for a crime in New York? The task force started its work and then zeroed in on some companies tied to Cuomo that were probably criminal companies, and then Cuomo shut down the task force. I'm not even exaggerating this. Google this information for yourselves. Cuomo shut down a task force because it started looking into him. He published a report that said 6,326 patients put in with other non-COVID patients, WHO flu patients, has nothing to do with them dying. This is amazing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.